Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, March the 1st, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I've been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life will be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page, have a look, and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. So what you're listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let me now move on to a discussion of today's show. Well, once an economy comes to depend on fake money, the feds can keep it supplied almost indefinitely. So what's the limit? What goes wrong? Where is the brick wall that we know instinctively is out there somewhere? As you will see, of course, it's time. Time is what gets us all. We run out of it. Everyone is running out of time. It can't be stretched, it can't be printed, it can't be borrowed or loaned out. It can't be saved up, stitched, or revved up. It waits for nobody and no thing. All we are left with is regrets. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about running out of time. Not many people talk about it. It seems to be taboo in our culture to discuss the element of the fleeting aspect of time, but nevertheless, it exists, so I shall talk about it. Well, virtually everything that you do online and in the office is being monitored, tracked, or recorded by someone. So I'm going to talk about that in particular with reference to China, just a small comment, nothing very involved or detailed. Then I'm going to talk about the importance of money. I've talked a lot about money in the past, but I think what I'd like to discuss today is the relative importance of money in our lives. Then I'm going to talk about what I describe as the single biggest reversal in Fed history. And that, of course, has to do with interest rates, and a short comment on that, but very important anyway. Then I shall discuss the universal law of prosperity, which is very simply producing more than you consume, something pretty alien to most of us, I fear. Then I'm going to talk about the 6 characteristics or signs of an over-indebted economy, with Japan, of course, in the number one spot, but got quite a lot to say about that, so hopefully you will enjoy it. Well, New York is the underpinning, if you like, the centre, the epicentre of social culture and partisan political philosophy, which has been the underpinning of US national news lately. So I think New York deserves a little bit of a reference at this point, and I shall probably conclude the show with that comment. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you three free shows independently so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. So please just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So feel free to select any three shows, but I highly recommend the latest three because they will give you an idea of how I'm dealing with the current affairs today. So let me finish up by just giving you my information. My email is on the Podbean page, which presumably you're looking at, but let me give it to you anyway. It's my initials rwlmartin1@aol.com. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, as most of you know, I run a Facebook and a Twitter page, and I'm trying to catch up so as to put some more information on both of these. There's not much there right now, but if you can go back and look at some of the past comments I've made, I think that might be of interest. So my Facebook page, the address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. All one word, all lowercase, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is very simply www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. My initials, Richard Martin, RM, RM Wake Up Call, all one word. All right, so with that, I shall wish you a very good and relaxing weekend. I will be back on Monday with another synopsis. So until then, take care. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye.